Veterans Affairs officials say their automated data integration system, dubbed the long-term solution, has not only fixed the problems that led to late or missing education payments at the start of the 2009 school year, but has proved to be critical in getting payments out on time this year. 2009 was the first school year under the new GI Bill rules, and tens of thousands of students did not receive tuition or housing reimbursements until months into the fall semester. Veterans Affairs Chief Information Officer Roger Baker says they're caught up with all back due payments now, and the time it takes to process students' paperwork is cut in half.
What we're terming the long-term solution is primarily aimed at the claims processors inside of VBA and their ability to process the enrollments once they're received from the school for the new Chapter 33 GI Bill benefit. That's what really has been replaced here, is we had an old legacy system, and this one is a much more automated process, and importantly, it's much more modern technology that we can build on to further automate the payments processing. All veteran records relative to payments that have been made to them and historical work has been converted into that system, and all processing for GI Bill payments is occurring on that system. That conversion was completed successfully as of August 23rd, but we're at the point now where all 1,200 claims processors are using that system every day to process all GI Bill claims. So we're extremely pleased with the quality of that solution, and we are off and rolling. The software was installed on schedule during July. We did have a delay in getting the data conversion done and making certain that we had minimal errors on that. We opted for quality over just pushing it in, and I think that's been very important. Clearly, we needed to make certain that we didn't cause any processing hiccups going into that fall enrollment.
Problems emerged when the military's basic housing allowance rates were updated at the start of this year. Baker says with the help of the automated system, they've calculated those payments and are now paying them retroactively.
Under the previous system, we were unable to move to 2010 BAH rates, and so we have been paying veterans at the 2009 rates through the first 8 months of 2010. We have calculated and are submitting payments for 153,000 veterans, retroactive payments at this point.
Members of Congress showed their disappointment last fall when Director of the VA's Office of Education Services, Keith Wilson, testified that processing each student's GI Bill claim took about 90 minutes. Now he says the new data system is cutting that processing time to about 45 minutes.
Last fall at this time, we had processed something less than 12,000 claims for Chapter 33 benefits. That's the number of people that we paid. And as of the same point this year, we have already paid 130,000 folks. So we're light years ahead of where we were at this time last year. On average, in August, it took us about 10 days to process an enrollment cert once we received it. We expect to maintain strong performance through the rest of the fall, but that's by no stretch should be interpreted as us getting not taking our eye off the ball here. Overall, in terms of our capacity, going into last fall, we could produce about 2,000 claims a day. On average now, what we're seeing is about 10,000 claims a day. So, again, our productive capacity is much higher, and that has put us in a much better position. Roger also talked about the BAH retroactive payments. That is something we've worked very hard on. As he mentioned, 153,000 folks were due BAH retros. If we had had to pay those manually using our claims examiners, it really would have put us in a world of hurt for the fall semester. So we did modify our schedule for the IT deployments, and we were able to successfully automate those payments, which has really gone a long way to preserving our success in the fall.
Wilson says the new automated system is up and running just in time to help with a surge of new students coming in this semester.
Last week, this week, and probably next week is where our volume of incoming kind of peaks, and then it'll taper off after that. What we've seen overall this year this fiscal year is about a 14% increase in the student population across the board in all of our programs. All total, last fall, we paid about 157,000 students Chapter 33 benefits. We've received about 206,000 enrollment certs so far this fall.
The new system is not completely automated, as has been requested by some members of Congress. Baker says the department hopes to have a completely streamlined claim system in place by this December. Meantime, Veterans Affairs has released its caps on tuition and fees for 2010-2011, key numbers in the processing of payments to colleges and universities for students enrolled this fall. The caps are based on the highest rates for in-state tuition charged by public institutions and set the maximum payment levels for GI Bill students. Air Force Times reports while the trend generally is upward in terms of college costs, there are some extreme increases and decreases in the cost per credit hour and maximum fees. Scott Carr, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.